escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Audio courtesy of Guardians TV. Hello.
Another series win. Don't mind if I do.
Nolan Jones's first home run since your birthday.
I realize that, and I know that because I'm an avid listener to the Dairy Brothers podcast, where it's become a show bit of theirs, and of course affiliated with Odyssey. It's been a show bit of theirs for Todd to mention every single show that Nolan Jones has been sitting on three home runs, even though he was brought in for his power.
He had a great nickname for him that now has to change. I'll let him use his nickname on his podcast, but it's great.
Did you check The Athletic this morning, by the way?
I did not.
This came up. This is actually from a couple of days ago. A guy named Chad Jennings. It just popped up on my For You. I don't know why it popped up on my For You on The Athletic 3 days later. It says, he's big, he's slow, and now he's making stolen base history. What happened? And a whole article about Josh Naylor stealing bases. We got Nolan Jones hitting a home run, and we got big old Josh Naylor stealing bases.
Now, I can't.
In the last month, he has stolen 11 bases.
Okay, I'd love to see a breakdown of the stolen bases. I'd love to see one of those, is it John Boy, that will go
he does
over...
the lip reading. And
hell yeah.
Yeah, but they'll also go over like strategy and specific situations. I'd like to see how many of these are conceded, how many of these are... they just never think somebody that looks like Josh Naylor is going to ever... take off.
Thick Jimmy Smits.
Yeah. I want to see how many of these are actually they were holding him on, and then he still was able to get a stolen base.
Did John Boy do a lip read of Stephen Vogt and Tanner Bibee? Did he do that?
I don't know,
but that's okay. Where I'll be.
That we does need seem one. Right up their alley.
I would like one there. Let me get back to the Guardians just here in just a moment. Just a fat, quick moment here. You had somebody in your driveway at 5 a.m.?
Yes, it's not the first time that it's happened. In fact, I think this is just becoming more and more common.
Fun.
And I thought to myself, what if this happened 15 years ago? What would people be living in these homes? What would they be thinking as they get the headlights shining, the beams piercing through their windows, pointed directly at their house? Today it was at 5 a.m. It's been different times. So I don't know what company it was.
I think you might feel a little bit like David Koresh at some point.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of become normalized, but he didn't stop with me. And he saw me walking. So now it's very rare you'd see, because I'm getting out to go to work. It's very rare you would have that kind of interaction where two humans are staring at each other at 5 a.m. in pitch blackness.
Oh, nice.
Right? And so then, you know, I wave to him. Again, 15 years ago, there's no waving. I'm probably running back into the house, whatever.
I would like to see you slink running back into the
house. Yeah, or you know, vice versa. He might be running back because he doesn't expect to see somebody acknowledge him that early. Because he doesn't know. He's just pulling into a driveway.
Fabulous.
Well, then two houses down, because I see him, he turned around in mine, then started going back towards the lake in my posh waterfront community. And then he parks into the other driveway, two houses down, a neighbor, and then he pops his trunk. And again, 15 years ago, what are you thinking? But he pops his trunk.
15 years ago, if he pops the trunk.
Bootleg CDs.
It is. It's time to go to the basement and unlock some of the safes.
I'm thinking the final episode of Breaking Bad. Like, what is going on?
I didn't get to see the final episode of Breaking Bad. Thanks for ruining it.
Oh, did I spoil?
Yes.
So, I wave to him as I'm driving by, and he tips the cap. How you doing, sir? And then we're off and running.
Off we go.
And I texted you guys. I said, is this just become normal? Because I can imagine in some parts of the country, even some parts of Northeast Ohio, certain counties, certain townships, certain hamlets, certain whatever, I could imagine that interaction not going as smoothly as it went in my neighborhood at 5 a.m. Has it just become...
Was he just driving a regular car?
Yeah, just... See, that's the other thing, unmarked.
That's the thing that throws you off, is the unmarked vehicles that pull up that are Amazon drivers.
And it might not be Amazon. Might be people... Are people getting... DoorDash at 5 a.m.? Probably not, but I don't know. I don't know.
DoorDash is DoorDash, but like I've had several, and especially recently, like no Amazon trucks. It used to be like in our, because it's like, okay, we got three boys. The neighbors got four boys. The other ones, I mean, they had two boys right next door to us, and they were a little older. So it's like, man, it was, there was a FedEx truck, a UPS truck, DHL, Amazon, all day long.
A cavalcade,
All day long. And now it's like, well, it's any random car.
Yes.
Here comes a Toyota Prius, and it's some guy, and he's got a package for me, and I'm going, okay.
And not only that, Kenny.
Random dudes.
It can be full carloads.
Yes.
It can be, 2 days ago, I'm walking with the kids one street over, and there is a car. There's four people in the car, and they're just stopping. One person gets out. They're stopping again. They're blasting music. Another person gets, it's like... we have, obviously, for the convenience, and my question is, are you cool with deliveries at all hours of the night in all sorts of random unmarked cars? Are you cool with it? Is the trade-off, hey, I love the fact that I can get anything at any time.
Yes, that's really nice when I think of something at 10:30 at night, right before I go to sleep, and I go, oh, I kind of need that by the time that I get back home tomorrow, and then it's there.
It's there.
When we get home.
I've had things that I left at 4 in the morning for, and it was it's on my porch. It arrived overnight.
It's amazing.
Somebody slinked up to my porch and put a package there and took off.
But I'm also thinking it would just take one incident where somebody at the house didn't know, or they pulled into the wrong house. Somebody's got their "don't tread on me" flag waving.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just saying.
Why does it have to be that?
You think "don't tread on me" flags are also going to Amazon and doing the early order in the morning?
What if they're delivering me my "don't tread on me" flag?
It could be.
What do you have to say about that?
Then we're at the nexus of the universe.
This is the biggest Karen worry thing I've ever heard.
Why does it have to be a "don't tread on me" flag?
So, you're telling me, Owen, because I grew up in Chesterland, where people, if you pull down a driveway, you're telling me that everybody's...
Where I grew up, Anthony?
You think everybody's cool with just random unmarked cars at 5 a.m. Coming down their driveway?
It could have been an "I'm with her" flag.
I'm pretty sure I don't think they were good with that.
Can't be that. It has to be a "don't tread on me" flag. I'm sick and tired of your stereotypes.
It was an example.
Is what I am. I'm sick and tired of you stereotyping people here.
Example to prove a point.
Tired of it.
But either way, wait, you think that's a Karen argument?
Yes.
You think tone Karen, yes. You think people,
that's why I said you're acting like Karen.
No, but I'm not because...
Karen Lima.
Hold on. I waved to the guy.
The biggest thing to say that you're Karen.
I even put my hand to shake his hand.
Listen to
I said, gentlemen, would you like to come in and dine with me? Would you like to have breakfast with me? That would be terrific. You could come in and meet the kids at 5 a.m. I'm pretty sure Owen's not going to be cool with that. I think you're lying. But I also know that there are people that don't want anybody ever coming down their driveway in the history of their driveway.
No, I'm going to let him finish his rant so he can get all upset. And I'll tell you the second biggest point to Mike, you being Karen, is going, no, listen to my point.
I agree with my point. I agree with Owen.
Be that as it may, I saluted the gentleman, and we did a tipping of the cap. So how many fingers? That is why I came to you and asked you, is everybody in Northeast Ohio okay with people at 5 a.m. coming down their driveway with their lights beaming, opening their trunk? Is everybody cool with it? If everybody's cool with it, we'll just move on.
Well, I guess if I own a don't tread on me flag, I guess I'm not allowed to, in which I don't, by the way, as much as you have ever.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Everybody believe in that.
Well,
I'm just...
You're the one that made the argument for it for 3 minutes there.
I mean, you've sat here and turned my house into Ruby Ridge for everybody.
There's a great made-for-TV movie with one of the Quaids in it. It's a two-night event.
Is it Randy?
Oh, you can see... Yes, and yeah. You can see it on YouTube.
Where we're the one I'd right pick.
Yeah. We could update it. Let's reprise the whole thing and do it with a package delivery service.
I think 8 years ago you had a valid argument. But it's become such a second nature thing that I don't even think about it anymore.
Do you think it matters where you are? Do you think?
Oh, I'm sure it probably does. I feel a little more safe in my community than maybe previous places that I've lived. Even
our boss just texted us because usually it's the Karen that like to speak to the manager and starts texting him, but. Says this all coming from the guy who suggested a kicking competition open to fans with no plan for stadium security or employees in a city that won't even allow tailgates anymore.
That's not true. I baked it in. I said the team that's worth $5 billion, I'm sure, can hire some security and actually give out some jobs. Have people earn some money.
I'm sorry, sir.
By the way, I had people reaching out to me at all hours. I had somebody from another NFL organization say, you know, you were trying to be funny. He says our team actually thought of different ways to come up with a way for kickers.
How dare they, early in the morning,
a way for kickers to compete. Because I'll tell you one way that's probably not going to make your kickers all hardened is hiding them from the cameras every time they're competing. They're competing. Get the cameras away. Oh, my God. Get the fans away. Don't let them kick in front of everybody.
Still wasn't able to do it.
Now it's Sunday. It's 1 p.m. You're going up against the Bengals. Game-winning kick. And all of a sudden, the kicker comes out there. He's cowering in front of fans. I was told there'd be no fans. I was told there'd be no... Wait, there are cameras? There's cameras? Oh, my God. My goodness gracious. Yeah, that sounds like a great way to get your kickers ready.
But you got him in a mood now, boy. Everybody's got a minimum. How's it feel to be attacked? How's it feel to feel like me every day?
Listen, I had a great interaction with the delivery driver this morning.
Oh, you did?
I did.
And then did you say, hey, just by the way, I'm going to go on the air and blast everything that you're doing. Maybe it's his second income. Maybe it's the way that he's paying for shoes for his babies.
That's part of it. I do think.
Just make sure, Mr. Delivery Man, I'm going to kill you on air.
That's part of the normalcy of where we're at. And that's why I'm asking, is it just normal for people? Like, forget just delivery drivers. Didn't you ever side-eye somebody or didn't your parents ever side-eye somebody from coming down the driveway? And they post up at the front door like, oh.
Ben in Green on Twitter. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He says, I have a don't tread on me tattoo, and I rebuilt my front deck this summer just for my Amazon delivery people. And it is very attractive, this deck.
Very nice deck.
He rebuilt it. Looks nice.
For the delivery people.
Looking good, yeah. Just for the delivery
guys. A lot of people doing additions to their house for delivery people.
Well, I'm sure there's other processes for it as well, but I mean, I think it looks pretty nice. I agree with Ben and Green here.
Did you extend your kitchen out so they could come in and make themselves some eggs?
Well, I don't think you want to go that far.
Well, why not?
Well, it serves two purposes. It helps the people with the deliveries.
Go help yourself.
And it looks,
I've got
it
a buffet
nice.
Out for you. It's like a continental breakfast
here. Why can't
here
you help them out?
At 4:15 a.m.
So, Anthony's going to build a trap door in his porch for delivery people.
So yeah. He attacks the people with the don't tread on me flags, but he doesn't want these people anywhere around
again,
his house. So he attacks the stereotype that he's become.
I did not attack him whatsoever. Okay. I asked if it had become normal. You guys say it has. So
whatever you say, Soldier of Fortune.
I'm looking forward to the parade of vehicles down everybody's driveway at 4:30 a.m. Why stop there? Why not 3?
Bay Village Men's Club to the Bay Village Militia.
Was he delivering to your house?
Started.
You know what? I don't think there was a package in our house. I think he went down the wrong driveway is what happened. And again, greeted with a smile.
Don't want to pull down Lima's driveway. They don't call 911.
But behind his back, blasted on the air.
Boom. He leaves the safety on at home, but he takes the safety off when he turns on the mic, buddy boy.
I was going to ask, how many cars does he to go down Ken Karma's driveway before he has to go to the safe and try to remember
like
his mom's birthday?
Long, so.
I know my mother's birthday. Okay. I'm not going to say it on the air because it's the safe code. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying it's a two-second trivia.
Jim Jeffries has such a great bit about this with the home invasion. Oh, God, what's her birthday? What's the in-law's birthday? Straight jam it into the safe.
That's fun. Well, good. I'm glad you had a nice interaction with the delivery driver. 5 a.m.
Nice gentleman.
Kyle Manzardo hits a walk-off. You know, back to baseball and everything. Kyle Manzardo hits a walk-off. We could bicker about whether or not it counts as a walk-off. I think we've done that before. I got a weird theory. Like, Mitch said he was at the game yesterday, and he had a weird observation that I noticed watching on TV. It seemed to be a crowd that was just there to be at a ball game. And I haven't seen that in a long, not the crowd's fault. I just haven't seen that. I don't remember seeing that in a long time, even though it's only been 2 years. Last year, Francona, it seemed like, okay, that's it. But it was still like, hey, we're saying bye to Tito. So there was like this energy a little bit like, hey, this is Tito's goodbye, even though you knew he was going to be a manager again. That's 2 years ago, I should say. When it comes to yesterday, there was this weird like, okay, we're in the seats, we're enjoying this day game, but there's no run, there's no postseason anticipation or anything like that. Like, I know they're only like 4.5 back of the wild card, but a lot of people are just like, man, you're losing to not great teams. This ain't very good. I don't think you're going to get in. But I also thought, you know, I think after this season, we're going to get a lot of angry feelings. Like, when the season's officially done, we're going to get a lot of angry feelings about the Dolans and et cetera. I don't think it's going to... I hope I'm right, because I want people to go. I don't think it's going to affect attendance the way that it has in the past. Because I went to a game just a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of people in that bar area on either side. You got that standing room only down the left field, which I think is underrated. And then you have the huge bar out in right field that is just the place to be. And I got to tell you guys, and I know, Owen, you go to a lot of games. I see, I've been to two this year. I see a lot of young people.
I have the standing room pass. I feel like there's more standing room people at times than there is people in the bleachers, especially.
Yes.
And right field, where it's still a decently affordable ticket to be pretty close to the action.
I'm seeing a lot of 20 somethings there, and I'm like, they can't be here just because they, I mean, some of them are fans, but.
So you're seeing that. There's another bar area that's a standing room bar area, plus the top, the upper deck, they have the two spots on the end now where they blew that out. But that terrace garden, I believe, you can't even see that from anywhere unless you're inside. And I've spent the last two games I've been there, I spent quite an amount of time there, and it's always packed.
There are a ton
of people in there.
Like, it's weird. Like,
they are up almost 7,000 fans a game from where they were in 2021 and 2022. They're down 1,000 from where they were last year, looks like, but Which makes sense. I mean, they got off to the great start.
They're still hitting their sellouts and things like that.
Yeah,
like not like they were on a pace last year, but
I don't think it's going to be 30 a game every single game next year. But I don't know if it's the type of hit. Maybe I'll be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right. I hope it doesn't hurt it as much as I think, because they still try to put on a good show.
Do you think that maybe right now their crowd is outcome proof? Where they don't care if they win or lose. They're there because they have so much fun. They love the experience.
Can I pick this up for a second? Because I think people have used the attendance argument as a punishment for the Dolans.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.